The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, friends. Whatever time it might be, mechanical time, local time, wherever you're joining, lovely to be with you and practice together. So this week, we have been exploring teachings on time, the aspect of time. And we continue today with the perhaps one of the most apparent to me and to many, and to the Buddha, well, most apparent, I'll just leave it at that, aspect of time, which is the brevity of human life. And what a short time, relatively, we have on this planet, in this life, in this birth. So, and the teachings on time, especially with the brevity of life, the Buddha's teachings have to do with the ethical dimension and the cultivation dimension, as in, time is short. How am I spending my time? Or if this was the last moment of my life, how would I want to be cultivating my heart and mind in this moment? So there's always this cultivation, this wisdom aspect that the Buddha brings in together with the practice of brevity of time. It's not just, oh, I'm going to die, I have limited time, in panic, but how well am I spending my time? How am I cultivating my mind and heart? So with that as the frame for today, exploring time, let's start meditating together. So arriving in the body. In this moment in time. Turning our gaze inward. Turning the gaze of awareness towards the body, towards the touch points, towards the body sitting and being breathed. And towards the sensations of the breath in the body. And for the first few minutes, inviting the breath. The sensations of the breath within the body. To serve as the anchor, the length of the breath. The time, the length of the breath. Bringing awareness. the length of the in-breath and the out-breath. And now, I'd like to invite you to drop in this reflection in the body, not so much in the head, it's not a thinking practice, but drop the reflection in the body, let it reverberate. If my life was as long as it takes to breathe in, after breathing out, or as long as it takes to breathe out after having breathed in. If my life is the length of this breath, the time it takes, the length of this breath, and this is all the time I have, how do I want to be cultivating, to be present to? The teachings of the Buddha. Teachings on wisdom, kindness, compassion, non-harming, presence, letting go. Awareness. How do I want to be? How do I want my heart and mind to be, if this is all the time there is, the length of a whole in-breath or the length of a whole out-breath? says all the time there is. What if this was the only time I had? How does it change and shift this moment's presence, awareness, state of heart and mind? Let there be an intimacy with the immediacy of this moment. And also in these teaching, the Buddha brings about, conjures up spiritual urgency. If this is all the time I have, would I let my mind wander? Would I allow myself to be resentful or angry, or how do I want the state of heart and mind to be cultivated? If I'm only alive for the duration of one in-breath or one out-breath. intimacy with brevity of time. Intimacy with the brevity of time in the duration of just this in-breath. What if I were only alive? My lifespan, remaining lifespan, is the remainder of this in-breath. Or this out-breath, the time it takes to breathe out. Notice the time. Intimacy with brevity. And how do I want my heart and mind state to be right now, this brief moment in time? What if the entirety or life of your lifetime, lifespan, was the length of this in-breath? The length of this out-breath? And as we bring this time for our sitting practice to a close, appreciating that we showed up and dedicated this time to cultivating our hearts and minds for the benefit of all beings, may all beings be happy, may all beings be free, including ourselves.